You're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastore, and we're here for a whole hour. Today's a special, special day because in the background you're hearing a song called Angel Eyes, and we'll explain that whole thing to you afterwards. But we're going to keep it in the background here while we're while I'm talking a little bit here. We have two guests on. One is a drummer, and I'm not sure how to categorize this music, whether it's jazz, soul, blues. I don't know what else it could be. And Bill Edwards on the guitar. He's going to join us. And also, it's our fundraising week, so I've got Eddie out with me from Ecotone. And Eddie, why don't you come on right now and tell us a little bit about why you're even joining us in the studio here.
Well, thank you, Peter. And thank you for joining my show just in the previous hour. I am Eddie out. I am host of the Audio Ecotone, a show here on KDRT 95.7 FM. Every week we kind of bring, I bring you a mix of music, often around a theme, and this week's theme is fundraising. It is our fundraising week, our fundraising drive here at KDRT. We need money to help keep the lights on, keep the signal going, yep, and keep everything going out there. So we are asking you if you enjoy the shows, especially Listening Lyrics here with Peter, if you enjoy my show, if you've listened to my show, please show your support to KDRT. You can go to our website, kdrt.org, and hit the donate button. And if you go there and make a $75 donation now, you'll receive a special limited edition thank you gift, a really cool 20th anniversary t-shirt that has a great blue heron with the KDRT logo. So that's at the $75 level. If you pledge at $120, you also get a tote bag that goes along with that. So please go to kdrt.org and hit donate.
Thank you, Eddie, for joining us and letting us know all about that. kdrt.org/donate is all you need to do there, and the rest will be just fill in your stuff.
Exactly.
So thanks again for joining us, and I hate to see you go, but the studio is a little crowded right now.
It is a little cramped, and actually your donations will also go to help improve our HVAC system.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
Our new studio. So we can have more than two people in the studio at a time.
So very good. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great show.
Alrighty, let's just listen to a little clip of music while you get out of here. Floyd in the background. My God, what are we doing here? Al, welcome. Get real close to that mic, buddy.
Thank you.
All the way up to your mouth, almost like me here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, a little closer. Just stretch it on out.
Thank you for having us. Thank
you. Oh, you're more than welcome. You know, I saw Al do his thing at Watermelon Music, and I was pleasantly surprised. And so I asked Al to be on, and he sent me a few things to play for all of you today. But Al brought along a friend, Bill, and also welcome, Bill.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah, yeah. Just pull that right up towards you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. There you go. All the way. Right up to your mouth. Just like me. That close.
Okay.
There you go.
The guitar will have to go unheard.
Just tell me a little bit about yourself, Bill. You've got a guitar there, so I guess you know how to play it.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I've been... That's all I do. It's all I've ever done is just play. Try to get a little money for it, and I've been doing it for about, getting on 55 years,
wow,
I guess.
Wow. And you guys have a couple of songs selected for us that you're going to play live. But before I do that, you sent me some music, Al, and I'd like to get away from the one you're hearing in the background. How about if we start with Blue? Can you tell me a little bit about Blue?
Bill's arrangement of Born to be Blue. It's a Mel Torme tune.
Okay. And you sing on it?
Yes, and Bill is primarily responsible for everything else.
Really? You're a producer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a listen to it. We're having some technical difficulties, guys. In the background, something else is playing. And tell me a little bit how you got involved in drumming, Al.
I used to play my mother's fork tray.
Okay.
I grew up two blocks from this place.
Whoa.
5th and J.
Okay.
I have ADD. I needed to.
I do too.
I love music. My mom loved music, and she introduced a lot of music to us as kids. And I fell in love with the fork tray because it sounded like a snare. We grew up very poor. We couldn't afford instruments. But I love playing that fork tray. That was my introduction into percussion.
Okay. Now, you've got your earphones on. You're going to have to help me here because I have a problem hearing what's going on. I'm going to play your blues.
There you go. It's coming through.
I fixed it. I fixed it.
Excellent.
I did it. Oh, nice.
Some folks were meant to live in clover. They are such a chosen few. Clover being green is something I've never seen. I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say the moonbeams are should you. Moonbeams being gold are something I can't behold. I was born to be blue. When I met you, the world was bright and sunny. when you left, the curtain fell. I like a lamp, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world faded pastel. I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I'm no more thrilled with loving you. That alone is more than I was created for. I was born to be blue.
That's Al on the drums, on the vocals. Bill, were you on the guitar there?
Yeah, guitars, bass. Yeah.
And bass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And set up the drums, yeah.
That's a beautiful, beautiful version of that song.
That's all Bill.
Just, yeah.
He's an incredible arranger.
Okay, yeah.
I think, anyway. I love his arrangement.
So we were talking about that sort of like like almost like a little jazz bar sound, you know? You sit and have a drink and listen to music. Is there anywhere in Sacramento that still is happening?
I don't know. I remember growing up that my mother loved jazz and loved Sarah Vaughan, a vocalist that resonated with me,
right,
in small environments.
Right.
Not necessarily trying to build it, it's the opposite of a bonfire. It's a very intimate, hot little fire where if you want to warm up, you have to stand next to that fire. You have to get close to it as opposed
wow.
to a big fire.
Nicely said. You and let's see, who am I thinking of? Karen Carpenter have something in common, don't you?
I'm nothing like Karen. She was incredible.
Well, but she was a drummer also.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, good one.
So, and a very good one. When did you discover your voice?
I was being run down by the cops, and I was. No, I'm just joking. That's a good question. I think primarily my mom loved music. My sisters loved singing. We all loved singing.
Okay.
We're not classically trained.
Okay.
A lot of what we listened to was a byproduct of the times. Growing up in the 60s, we listened to a lot of the Beatles.
Right.
And Joni Mitchell.
Right.
James Taylor.
Yep.
To name a few.
Yeah, yeah. Cat Stevens.
Yeah, yes, Cat yeah. Stevens.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I was making noise from the very beginning. It wasn't until the urging of really close friends, primarily Kurt Rogley, who kept telling me, Al, you need to sing. You need to...
Kurt.
Yes, he really pushed me quite a bit. He kept telling me, because I worked with Kurt many years, and the Slaves of Rhythms with Jan Peters.
So he's the Odd Fellows guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's big into the music scene.
He really pushed me to do it, and he kept bugging me. And I have been resisting it because of fear and insecurity. But too many people, enough people that I trust, were another great artist, Rob Ikes, who I worked with for several years, told me I should pursue it.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So at 67, I decided to tackle this.
Wait a minute. For years, you didn't do anything?
Yes. I just primarily,
Holy
I was hired
cow.
As, I was primarily, I'm a, I've been hired. I've been fortunate to work with groups way out west. Bill,
right.
I met Bill through Way Out West, and I've been a percussion sideman. I've recorded on Rounder Records with Tony Furtado and Kathy Barwick, but I never viewed myself worthy of doing anything vocally until recently.
Yeah, wow. Wow. Bill, did you ever have any guitar lessons, or is this?
No.
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 But you're old enough that you didn't learn it on YouTube, like so many of the younger people do.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little jealous.
Yeah.
but no, it was great learning it when I did. It was, you know, for one thing, when I first picked up a guitar, it was a little before the British invasion and still in the surf era, for one thing, which highlighted guitars. And but some of the stuff was gettable, at least for guys who are a little older and willing to show me a lick about something.
Okay.
Things like Link Ray and stuff like that, just in simple kind of, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's two strings, two frets apart, you know, and you can get them and you can hit those things with your pick.
Okay.
And you can get going. And there was a lot of music that was kind of accessible. It was about guitar, but some of it was simple enough so that if somebody would show you a little something,
right,
you could do it for a while and kind of move from there.
Let's see. We're well into our second quarter already. This time goes quick here. I know you guys have two, maybe three songs for us live in the studio. And let's start with one.
All right.
Okay. Which?
Wade. You
want
to do
Wade?
Okay.
Do Wade. Okay. And I'll play with the mics a little bit as we go along.
We'll be experimenting on this one.
Just do this. And you've got your ears on, so you know what we're doing. Great. Okay. There we go. Wade in the Water. Who wrote this, by the way?
Good question.
Oh.
It's a traditional.
Right.
It was used during the Harriet Tubman used it to call slaves for release.
So, spiritual almost.
It's a spiritual.
Yeah. Let's go.
Dressed in white, looks like the children of Israelite. Wade in the water, wade in the water, children, wade in the water. Who's gonna trouble the water? See that house dressed in white. Who's gonna trouble the water? Looks like the children of Israelite. Who's gonna trouble the water? Yeah.
Wow. The only trouble with that song is you ended it. That is nice. Gorgeous.
Thank you.
And I will say this. I've been doing this now for a few years. I've had probably 400 guests on, mostly musicians. No one beats what you guys, what you two just did now. I'm just blown away, honestly.
Oh, wow. That's,
I'm
thank
just
you
blown
so much.
Away.
That's incredible praise.
I'm
thank
blown
you.
Away.
Thank
I'm
you.
It blown really, away.
It, thank you so
yeah,
much.
Really, it's fascinating. And you were born in Davis, Al.
I was born in Davis.
Right. How yeah. about Bill?
Down the street in San Francisco.
Okay. So I have to, it says I should read this, but I usually don't read it because it comes off as you're reading something. But I'll say it starts with this. Here at KDRT, we love amplifying the voices of our community. And that's where I'll stop reading because what in the hell have we just done? We amplified two unbelievable sounds that are locally grown. My God, where else can you do this but on community radio?
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Yes.
Yep.
Amen.
Unbelievable. Good Lord. So if you're listening out there, we're asking for some donations to keep all this going for years to come. This is our 20th anniversary. This is the last day of our fundraising. So today's it. So if you're listening to this, pick up either your iPhone or whatever gadget you have, or go on your computer. Go to kdrt.org/donate, and you'll go right there. Now, if you give $75, you'll get a T-shirt that as our thank you gift with a local artist. Again, a local artist that designed the T-shirt. Or if you give $120, you get a tote bag with the same beautiful Gregory Schilling design. So that's that, guys. We're going to play another one of your songs that have been pre-recorded. I've got a selection of some here. Strawberry Music Festival, what's that all about?
I was hired by Paul Kam and Eleanor McDonald to play at the Strawberry Music Festival.
Owner of who?
Paul Kam, Eleanor McDonald.
Oh, okay. I thought you said owner of McDonald's. I'm going, whoa, yeah, stop yeah. right there.
Yeah. a couple of incredible vocalists and
okay.
songwriters.
So on this song, it's you?
I'm on percussion.
You're on percussion?
Nina Gerber on guitar, Paul Kam, Mikhail Graham on guitar, and
okay.
Eleanor McDonald vocals.
All righty. Let's take a listen to it. Oh, what's going on here? Now, I'm playing yours, and that comes up.
Yeah, I don't.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. This is driving me crazy.
It's a ghost in the machine.
Let's try this one.
Real and unreal.
Oh, here we go.
We put into our bodies and things that float in the air. It's called the toxic dump site.
French fries and a bag to go. sunset.
You're welcome. They're thanking us. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Mikhail Graham, Albert Vasquez.
All righty. We're back again with Al, and Bill in the studio singing. And we just heard a song that Al was on doing the percussion. Before we go on, this coming Sunday in Winters at the Midwinter Cabaret, at the, let's see, this would be the Grand Prince Odeum, 201 Main Street in Winters. This is truly a cabaret. Let me introduce who's going to be there. We're going to have Carrie Hennessy, an acclaimed soprano. Derek Lawson, he is a cabaret legend. We have a Brazilian gal singing from Davis, but she sings Brazilian music. We have a singing realtor who's unreal, and it just goes on and on. It's for 2 hours, and all of the proceeds go to helping the youth in music. So, again, that's this coming Sunday, December 8th, and I am trying to find a website you can go to, but I don't have that here right in front of me. But I didn't mention who the main person is that is going to be on there, and that is Billy Larkin. And he's the CSL YOLO Music Director, and he's a world-famous pianist that's put this all together. So thank you, guys, and hope to see you there. Because I'll be going. Now we're going back to Alan Bill. Alan Bill, welcome back.
Thank you.
I forgot to turn your mics off, and what you heard was those two going at it, trying to figure out what song next to play. And what did you pick?
Comrade Bill picked G-Baby.
G-Baby.
He's a good producer. I follow his lead.
Oh, well, we've got an accent going, that's for sure, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't realize our mics were hot. So.
Yeah.
That's another thing, growing up with a boisterous family.
Oh, yeah,
competing
okay.
for yeah. attention.
Yeah, there you go. All righty, guys, you're on.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do, gee, baby, and I go to you. Do G-baby. And I got to you. For cold for Christmas, diamond ring, Cadillac car ring, everything love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, and I got you. Gee, baby, hey, 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 hey.
Exquisitely done on the guitar, and that touch on the bongo, what is that called?
Djembe.
A djembe. A little closer there.
Oh, a djembe.
A djembe, okay. KDRT's People Powered, run by volunteers and supporters and by listeners like you. There are many reasons why I volunteer here, including my love of Al and Bill. Whether you listen to KDRT for music, the talk, or the community connection, we hope you'll show your love today. And that's by helping us raise a little money to stay on the air. KDRT.org/donate. All righty, guys. We're back in business here. I need to ask Bill a little bit. So Bill is sort of the secret guy here. He creates the magic for people to re-listen to whatever you're recording. Do you have a studio, Bill?
Well, I have my garage.
In your garage?
I work
okay.
In my garage.
Yeah. Okay. So, but that's okay. a lot of people do it in their bedrooms now.
That's right.
You know, or wherever. Gone are the days where you need a huge studio, yeah. Right?
Right.
How did you pick up all of this? Is this something you just acquired and did a little bit by yourself and then added on to whatever equipment you have in the studio?
Yeah, over the years, and I've always done some recording. But most of the things that have ever come out have been, you know, been done in other studios.
Okay.
But I actually have done a lot of things in my studio. Some of it has been soundtracks for documentaries. Some has been records for people. Even some of the great people around here. And it's something I like to do. But really, what I love to do is what we're doing right here, right now, is playing with my friends, my old friends that I've had for such a long time. Time that made my life so rich, sitting
nice.
Down in the moment, playing
right.
the music,
yeah.
and it's this time. We're playing it this time. We're not doing it the way it's supposed to be done. We're doing it the way we've,
you know, I
kind of feel it right now.
I was listening to both of you here during the last song, thinking you guys would be great for house concerts. Just a house concert, you know? You should like zero in on that. My God.
Yeah. House concerts are one of the greatest things going on today for live musicians. I mean, when I started out being a musician, if you're good enough, it's kind of like being a plumber. People needed music. They needed them in bars and steakhouses and weddings, everything else. Now it's not so much like that because of digital representation.
I've had many musicians in here that play in bars because they get paid.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. Indeed.
But they said the only reason they're playing there is to sell beer, not the music.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People come out to the bar to hear the music, but the bartender doesn't care about that. He cares about the people being there buying the beer. You know, he's upset he has to pay you $50 to get it, you know.
Well, there's some truth in that, although I have to admit I've been fortunate to know some wonderful bar owners who they just really love the music.
Of course.
And that's what's very true about people doing house concerts, I think, is they're really doing it for the love of the music.
It's
really a miracle. It's great.
Okay. Al, before we started, you were worried about your voice sounding flat in here. How is it perceived now?
It sounds lovely.
Okay,
it's beautiful.
Good.
Thank you.
So, for people who don't know, explain a little bit why you were worried about having a flat sounding voice.
I haven't had a lot of experiences on radio. I have done some radio with Jim Nunley and David Grisman's bass player, Irwin, and the Waiters on KDVS, and not a ton. I'm pretty much as I said, I live vicariously through other people, but studio rooms tend to be pretty flat.
Yeah,
not much reflection.
Resonance. Right, right.
And there's enough glass in this little studio that it resonates beautifully. Actually, I'm very happy.
Now you're making me nervous because you're one of the last performers in this studio. We're moving the studio to the other side of the room there. In January or May, so I'm going to have you, both of you, back here to give me a kind of a little like, you guys kind of messed up on the sound here, or hey, it's really good, you know?
Excellent.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, we're in our last 15 minutes or so. I'm going to have you play another one if you want.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I it's just wonderful to hear both of you. What song have you got?
This is a piece I played the night that you were at Fodfest.
Okay.
And you saw me. It's a song for my father. It's I think it's Oliver Nelson piece. It's an old traditional, it's a standard.
Okay. And the name?
A Song for My Father.
Oh, okay.
It's a jazz.
Okay.
It's a jazz
I thought
standard.
You meant a song from your father, literally speaking. Yeah. You know?
I mean, spiritually,
it could
be. Spiritually,
okay,
yes.
Spiritually, it is. Okay, here we go.
If there was ever a man who was generous, gracious, and good, that was my dad, the man. A human being so true, he could live like a king, 'cause he know the real pleasure. Let's
It. You know what, guys? I really felt like I was part of the group. I just love playing with, when you're doing
djembe.
Djembe, yeah. If you weren't singing, I'd really crank up the volume to pick up that. And it was kind of fun playing along with you.
It was a nice mix. It's a nice
mix. I was trying to anticipate when you were coming in because then you'd come in too loud. But, yeah, anyways, it was a lot of fun. So
nice
yeah,
engineering. Way to go.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to play one more from your collection here. This one is called Shadow, Al.
Yes, Shadow of Your Smile. It's also a standard. Bill Edwards beautifully arranged.
Yeah, yeah. Shadow of a Smile. Who did that again?
Sarah Vaughan did a great version.
Yeah, probably Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra. Yeah. Tony Bennett has a beautiful version of it as well.
Okay. All righty. Let's go.
Shadow of your smile when you are home will follow all my trains and laugh down. Look into my eyes, my love, and see lovely things up to me. I wish for a little star went far too high. A teardrop kissed your lips and so did I.
offspring. Both joys love can bring, I will be remembering the shadow of your smile. Wistful little star, what far to hide? A teardrop kissed your neck, and so did I. Now we now remember spring, all the joy. I will bring the shadow of your smile. The shadow of, the shadow of.
The shadow of your smile. You know whose version I'm thinking of? Thinking of this song? Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Remember them?
Definitely.
I sure do.
Huh?
Sure.
They did a version of this, and I'm sure, you know, probably 300 other artists did a version of that, but
yeah,
yours was wonderful.
He created AM Records.
That's right. Yes. Oh, I'm a Herb Alpert fan. I love all about that.
He's incredible.
I saw him last earlier this year in San Francisco, still playing, doing jazz. Yeah, he's.
It's like Doc Severinsen.
89. Yes.
Doc Severinsen. I don't know if he's still alive, but he was teaching.
Doc
in Texas.
Severinsen just 2 months ago did his final show.
Okay. Yeah.
He was 90.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Or is 90. Yeah. 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 So yeah. You know, us old guys just keep going away.
Keep ticking. Just
keep ticking, yeah. Okay, so it's we can do one of two things. I'm going to say goodbye to you. I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to thank our listeners for donating.
Yeah.
But I need for you guys to decide, should I play a song of yours as a fade-out song, or do you want to do it in the background?
Whatever your
choice.
Whatever you want to do.
Your
what
choice.
What would you like to do?
Everybody's looking at you. You have to decide.
I'm going to decide to do Bye Bye Blackbird.
We'll
fade out with
We've
that.
Got less than 2.5 minutes, so just start. And I'll thank you guys for joining us. So Al and Bill, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to have you back. Absolutely. This has got to happen.
Thank you.
And
thank you, Peter.
And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Again, this has been a fundraising week. I would really appreciate it if you enjoy this type of stuff, if you enjoy whether it's what type of radio it is, whether it's talk or music. It's your community. Please help us. And again, go to kdrt.org/donate. We're going to fade out with Al and Bill in the background doing Bye Bye Birdie.
Blackbird.
Okay, here we go.
Pick up all my kid and woe. Here I go, sing low. Bye, bye, blackbird. Where somebody waits for me, sugar sweet,
so is she. Ba 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 Blackbird. No one here can ever understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hear me. Make my bed and lie the light. I'll arrive late tonight. Ba 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 ba.